be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Hope that study is still looking at the issues of the temple. What happened in the temple? That's something we're going to be learning right now. Actually, in our last lesson, we learned that God commanded the establishment of the temple to outline God's plan to heal and cleanse us from sin and brokenness. And in this lesson, we're going to uncover what actually happened in the temple. So, how did God seek to impress on his people their sin problem? Ooh. Wow. Leviticus chapter 3 verse 78 reads, "If he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar." So here the Bible is talking about one of the sacrifices that was to be performed. Let's understand the full context of it. The altar of burnt offering. Ooh, this is the sanctuary. Hey, this study is hectic. You understand that? This study is very hectic, but it's beautiful. The altar of burnt offering. You might have to Google, what is the altar of burnt offering? What does it look like? Because we don't have, nowadays, we don't have those things at church. We don't have those representations at church. And I wish that we did. I wish that we had all those representations at church. It would make it so much easier to understand the sanctuary message. If we had a room in each and every single Adventist church, each and every single church, there is a room, even if it was the what do you call the room, where the preachers go to? Yeah, I forgot that one. Even if it was there, but just so that people can see, there would be the whole basin, the altar, the lamps, the yonke into, man. I feel like that would make it easier to really get the sanctuary message. But nonetheless, let's go. The altar of burnt offering was at the temple or sanctuary entrance to find forgiveness for their sins. The one who had sinned was to bring an innocent lamb. Of course, it's innocent because this lamb didn't sin, right? To the sanctuary's entrance. The sinner would place his hands on the head of the innocent lamb. Then he would confess his sins and take a knife and slit its throat. He would then watch the lamb die. Trauma. Sana, I think we would sin less if we had to do these things. We wouldn't sin as much. If you had to do Nahana every day, kiwena with the lamb. With what money? Every day it's you going with the lamb to kill. If there are 365 days in a year, 365 lambs in a year. Bro, are you so for real? There's no way. I think the people back in the days probably were sinning less than us. That time, Barry's sin is in the mind, ne? Even if you have not done it. This is scary. So the sin symbolically was transferred from the sinner to the lamb. This is so sad. The lamb now bearing the sin and guilt died on behalf of the sinner because the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 verse 23. The body of the lamb would then be burnt as a sacrifice before God's presence on the altar of burnt offering. Are you following me? Firstly, you take a lamb. It did nothing. You're not going to use it. You're not going to kill it and eat that meat. No. You're going to kill it yourself after confessing. And I don't know. Those who know, please tell us, was the confession in the heart? Was it a verbal, you know, confession? There are people around, kind of like how they do in some, like, how they go to the priest and they confess. Was it like that? Like, now I'm speaking, you hear me audibly speaking, it had to be audible. And then you take your knife and you slit its throat. And it's quiet. It's just looking at you there. Looking at you. Kill it. It's not going mad. It's not a sheep. It's not a goat. It's a baby. That thing is a baby. It's a lamb. It's a baby. You're killing a baby. And then you watch it die. You watch it die. Then you take it and you burn it. No. Why was it necessary to use an innocent lamb to bear the sins of a guilty human being? Why? Well, because it's a sacrificial act that may seem strange and unnecessary, but the whole plan of salvation pointed to Jesus. And he died on the cross and he took on himself our sins, saving us from eternal death. There's a phone here. Somebody left a phone. I don't know, Kimang, because there are messages coming through and I don't know. But there's a phone in the studio. And I don't know where it is. Sure. I'm not recovering. So Jesus was basically going to be... Why when it comes to Jesus, it seems like we are... When it comes to Jesus, it's like he chose... You know, like, and when it comes to the lamb, it's like, no, the lamb didn't choose. You went to take the lamb. And when it comes to Jesus, I feel like we're so messed up, hey? My own brain is messed up. Trust me, my brain is messed up. No, my brain is messed up. Which is why maybe when it's Jesus, we relax. You sin. And you walk around and you're fine. In your spirit, you don't feel bad at some things. You don't even feel bad about, like, oshapo, like you wakoma katsone, like we show off about our sins. We show off about our sins, bro. We tease people and you're like, who, Ellen White? So when it's Jesus, you don't feel bad, but when it's an animal, you're like, yo, It didn't deserve it. This was actually scary. But Jesus didn't deserve it either. He didn't. Guys, it's such a good thing that I am actually Christian. If I was not Christian, my mind messes up with me, because already the things that I would say to Christians, I can already see in my head. Uwuthi, God, please, ne? Forgive your daughter and convert her. Because what do you mean? Because I'm just thinking about the things that people would say, Uti, how no one forced you. Why did you choose to come and die? You see how messed up that is? Okay, John 1 verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He was our lamb. So literally, in the place of that small licky animal that did not deserve to die, that's Jesus right there. That is Jesus right there, my friend. He became our sacrifice. Okay, we didn't kill an animal. We killed a human being. Do you understand? Human life has no price. We killed human life. Bariographics. Oh, Budwam. I'm stressed. I'm stressed. We took human life and we continue killing that human life every day in spirit. Yo, Sana. You know, 1 Peter 2, verse 24 to 25 says, he himself brought our sins. Because he was a good person. He's as a good person, he was like, no. Yes, I'm not forced, but I want to. I want to do this. Even if you never acknowledge me, it's fine. I still want to do it. So he himself brought our sins in his body up on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. Do we do that though? How many of you are actually living a righteous life? How many of you can say, Woodsy, no, every single day of my life, I am definitely living the kind of life that a true Christian who says that I am saved is supposed to live. I'm doing that. Can you say that you fit that bracket? You are living a righteous life? I'm so stressed. By his wounds you were healed, for you were continually straying like sheep. But now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This is very painful. This is very painful. That lamb was not eaten, guys. They never ate it. They burnt it. So the lamb was symbolic of Jesus' future death. And it had to be an innocent animal that was not going to make noise when it gets killed. Because Jesus got killed and did not make noise. He accepted his fate. Sure. Yeah. So this lamb was used as a symbol of Jesus. It was a reminder of the sacrifice Jesus would pay on our behalf. Yeah. Oh, the dying lamb pointed to Jesus, who bore our sins and guilt upon himself when he sacrificed himself on the cross. You know what, Nem? It does say, the word of God. If we repent and confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? Do you have sins that you need to confess? Do you have sins that you need to confess? It's important not to assume that there will be time tomorrow, later. Do it now. Confess. Confess. Right now. Uliwan, close the toilet door. Just talk to God and confess. Ish. Hey, we've messed up, hey? We've messed up. There's a message here that's leading me to a Bible verse. So I want to check it out quickly. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. I'm actually quicker with the paper Bible than I am with the phone. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed him. That's exactly what he did. Jesus was slain even there and then. Oh my, how deep is that? Jesus was slain in Genesis chapter 3 verse 21. We just didn't see it until 4 millennia later or 2,000 years ago. Oh my. As people, ne? Yo, we don't get enough shame.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.